The TV news briefly for Saturday, the 1st of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Hyundai are considering speeding up their US electric car construction factory because of the Inflation Reduction Act offering that $7,500 for cars made in North America. Now, their Savannah, Georgia plant should be open in 2025, but a Bloomberg report saying Hyundai looking to bring that forward to 2024. Audi's Q4 e-tron now on sale in the US. Reviews by Autoblog and Car and Driver. I will review in the main podcast today. It goes down very well. 82 kilowatt hour battery pack on the 40 or 50 or even the Sportback specs of that version of the VW ID4. Obviously a lot more premium. Global EV sales for August are out. And we just missed 1,915,000 new energy vehicle sales in the month of August. That includes pure EVs, which is the dominant, almost 700,000, and increasing quickly, and 220,000 plug-in hybrids. China, the world's biggest market, followed by Europe and then the US. Reviews are out today of the Smart hashtag one. Not the Smart One. Not the Smart number one, as I called it yesterday. No, the Smart brand wants us to call it by its official name, the Smart hashtag one, which is a terrible name. However, it's a pretty decent car, actually. Not a smart car. It's a crossover. It's a Hyundai Kona. It's an ID3. It's a Mini Countryman competitor. Reviews in from Top Gear. Autocar, Auto Express, I'll pop them in the show notes so you can read more. It's got 22 kilowatt AC charging. It comes with a 66 kilowatt hour battery, 273 miles of range. Switchgear from Mercedes because it's a 50-50 joint venture with Merck and the Chinese company Geely. Software not ready yet. I said one of the reviews, but it's not out until second half of next year. Starting at £35,000, there's a hot all-wheel drive version for 42 plus. That's a lot of money for a brand which many people will associate with dinky little smart cars. Now, the Neo ET7 configurator has gone live today in Norway. 75 kilowatt hour pack on that Model 3 competitor for about $60,000 equivalent. It's about 670,000 Norwegian Nook. And the 100 kilowatt hour battery pack is 750,000 Nook. It's about a 10-to-1 ratio to get to dollars or euros-ish. You can do the maths. And, of course, they get offered with battery swapping, so you get a discount on the price of the car for a monthly fee of about $150 to lease the battery every month. Congratulations to Arrival, building their first van in their Bicester micro factory. What they say is their production verification van, number one rolling off the lines. Now, construction begins at London Gatwick Airport for the third GridServe electric forecourt. Following up Braintree and Norwich here in the UK, opens next year. 36 chargers, all under one canopy. It's an amazing facility if you've not been to Braintree or Norwich, and they're all 350 kilowatt DC fast chargers. New York driving forward their move to green transportation with new State Department regulatory action, which will ensure all cars, trucks and SUVs are zero emission by 2035. That's a huge piece of news today. Also in the news, Volta, the company that makes charging stations, are taking out an advertising campaign to help educate non-EV drivers to the benefits of driving EVs, like the cost savings and the fact that the cars are just better. And your weekend read is a book from Amazon called Volt Rush, the winners and losers in the race to go green. I'll pop a link to Amazon in the show notes for your weekend reading. And that's briefly